Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 14th of October. And as ever, here are three ideas to help your business in around 3 minutes. And idea one is, well, some lessons from an inspirational 16-year-old leader. Great leadership is often seen as something that comes from years of hard work, experience and working your way to the top. But I actually think we also see some leadership characteristics demonstrated at a much early age. And I think a great example of that is the amazing Malala Yousafzai. Malala is a 16-year-old Pakistani girl who was brutally attacked by the Taliban for standing up for educational rights for women. And actually, I think she's emerged an inspirational leader in the last 12 months. She was doing that even before this thing happened. And one of the things it's sort of worth pointing out is when you start looking at what actually she's done, I think she's demonstrated some of the many of the real characteristics we see in 3D leaders. She has that vision thing. And although she's still at school, she actively campaigns with a clear vision that excites, stimulates and inspires. She demands that all children worldwide be in school by the end of 2015. She engages others. The list of people she's got on board with her campaign is amazing. They range from Desmond Tutu and Hillary Clinton to David Beckham and Beyonce. She fishes in different pools. What that actually means is she just gets out there. She goes and sees how other people are doing things. She's actually campaigning all over the world. She even spoke at the United Nations, the youngest person ever to do that. And although nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, she didn't get it, but I'm sure there'll be time when that will come. And the big one for me is she challenges the status quo. She's not afraid to question authorities and actively encourage others to do the same. And I think one of the things we actually see in 3D businesses is that they do create leadership at every level. It's not just the old ones. And one of the things I'd really think a bit about is, what are you doing to encourage leadership at every level in your business? And if you want inspiration, then look at Malala, a true inspiration. An idea too is to do something about this. When Jamie Jones came across a response from We Buy Any Car to someone who'd asked them to buy a little kid's tyke car, it appeared to show that there were a complete lack of sense of humour at their business. It was a very stroppy letter that sort of said, we don't deal with these sort of things. And he tweeted it. I did lots of others. The news spread, it went completely viral. It turns out the letter was actually a fake. It wasn't sent by We Buy Any Car, but apparently the damage had been done. And the bad news continued to spread quickly via social media. I think We Buy Any Car's response was absolutely brilliant and very creative. Rather than just trying to suppress it, they set up a spoof website, We Buy Any Toy Car, and offered to buy the first 100 tight toy cars sent in and donate the money to a road safety charity. And I think it's just a great example of a business creating dialogue, not diatribes, with its customers. They showed they were listening. They demonstrated they have a human side and a sense of humour. They also created lots of positive word of mouth and word of mouth, just like this. Are you listening to what people are saying about your business, both online and off? More importantly, what are you doing to respond when they do say stuff, good and bad? And talking about word of mouth and word of mouth, here's a great example of maybe a real thing that demonstrates the power of social media. It's the launch of the new horror movie, Carrie. A telekinetic surprise in a coffee shop is a video on YouTube, and it's a great prank actually in a New York coffee shop where regular customers are totally surprised by a woman demonstrating Carrie-esque powers of telekinetics, where the tables move, books go flying all over the place, and a man even gets flung against a wall. And the video shows how they actually created this. And in only 3 days, it got 26 million views. They're now at 36 million. And I just think it's a great example of how marketing has changed. Many years ago, a new film would have been launched by a traditional TV advertising campaign. Some posters and hopefully a good review by Barry Norman on the BBC's weekly film programme. And one of the things we're really sort of seeing here is the connected of this world means that doing things dramatically and demonstrably different means people talk about it. You can add to the 36 million people who've watched it by going on andyhanselman.com, having a look at the video, and don't get too scared, but have a great week now. Bye.